Dal on the base. Dal on the base. A little bit, almost halfway down. So it says the Mishnah, Elishli, all the Babushim Chavu Chusvi Pesach Vechatas, period. There are only two Kurbanis which Shalay Lishmos passed according to Tanakam of the Mishnah and Sephul Zvachim. Two Kurbanis, Pesach and Chatas. If you shech them Shalay Lishman for the wrong carbon, for the wrong owner, then not only is the carbon possible, Viloy Olu Lulok. Everyone knows that. Vim Isa, affected by Misa, listen, Ami Achachutzmi Asham Nazir. Viasham Mitzara, the Dabahu, Lahachshir, Viloy Hichshirai. So these things are Asham Noz, Asham Mitzayra. They come. What's the purpose of these korbanos? The purpose of these korbanos is not kapara. They are unique. Asham Nozir, Asham Mitzayra is not a carbon which gives kapara. These are korbanos which enable him to go to the next step. A nazir. What's the next step of a nazir? When he brings his carbon asham, he's now able to shave off his hair. He's able now to shave his hair and resume his normal lifestyle where he can contaminate to the dead and he can drink yayin. So these korbanos, and what about a mitzvah? The mitzvah, he brings the korban asham so that what he can now, they can sprinkle the blood upon him, the oil, they can sprinkle the oil upon him, and he can go into the next step. These korbanos appear to be unique in that the purpose of the carbon is not the final step. There's a difference between
it's
a hechsher.
It's a
matzah. It's exactly the point. It's not a kapara. Normally, korbanos are kapara. It's the end of the game. You bring the carbon and you're done. There are certain korbanos where it's not the end game. It's only a preliminary step. It's only a step which enables you to go to the next step. So over here, it appears in the Gemara that this mandarama that we're quoting from holds that when it comes to a korban, that is not the end game, but it's only a part of the process of going into the next step, then if you bring it shaloy lishma, it is so disqualified, it's v'loy, then it's possible legame. Then it's possible because why? It makes sense. Because what's the purpose of a carbon? The purpose of a carbon is to give kapara. So if you didn't get kapara, you didn't get kapara. But at least the carbon is kosher. At least the carbon achieved its goal. It was a kosher carbon. But if the entire purpose of the carbon is in order to allow you to go to the next step, and the carbon was not brought on your behalf, or was brought for a different purpose, there's something more fundamentally wrong with the carbon.
So there's no kapara whatsoever. There is
kapara later on. There's a carbon chatos.
But this carbon here is
the heksha. It's not a matter of kapara. This carbon is not a kapara. This is only it's a heksha. It's a preliminary step in order to allow you to go to the next step. So when the carbon is not the end, it's only here to allow you, the person, to go to the next step, and it's brought shalom l'shma, this man domar is of the opinion that it's fundamentally flawed and it's possible garment. So Frek, the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah Zvachim does not list these korbanos? So the Gemara says, you know what, I'll give you the answer. Came to you, Asham Gezelis, the Asham Yilis, since in the category of Ashamas, there are five Ashamas, which you enumerate in the davening in Korbanos. There are five Ashamas, and two of the Ashamas, Asham Gezelos, Asham Ilos, where a person, he swears that he did not steal, where a person, he has pleasure from the Beis HaMikdash. These two Ashamas are the end game. They're not the Hechsher. They are Kapara. And since the category of Asham is one big category, and since among the category there are two Korbanos, which indeed are Kosher, if it's brought Shaloy Lishma, because it's not a kapara.
It is a kapara.
So even though the Ba'olim do not get credit, but being that it is something which is meant to bring rotza in between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, so that at least is kosher. Therefore, the Tana did not want to break up the category of Asham and only say three is possible and two are kosher. Indeed, if you know the secret, three of the Ashamas is Pasul Lagamri, and they must be removed from the Beis HaMikdash. But because
I see two.
Those two are good. That's the most kasha.
Those two are good.
No good. They're what do you know? No, they are good. If you bring a Shaloy Lishma, it's kosher. But Veloy Olu, those two are good. Everyone agrees Veloy Olu.
But there
is Asham Gezelois, Asham Ilois, still the Chapar Asu. Before there are three. The Kasha was two or three.
I see two, not three. There are two of us. There, right. There are two. How many are there in total? Five.
Where's five? Like
Hashem.
Hashem Nozer, Hashem Zeil, Hashem Ilis. It's four.
No, you put together Hashem Elohim. So you put together all, you put together. We'll go back. The so listen to me. Chutz mi Hashem Nozir, vi Hashem Mitzvah. You're right. I'm sorry, there are only two. You're right. Only four. You're right. Only four. You're right. I made a mistake. I didn't say it. I wasn't reading correctly. There's Hashem Nozir, Hashem Mitzvah. Right. I'm sorry. It's two and two. The Bo'ol Hachshir, V'leich Shiloi. Because the Gemara gives an answer. You're right. Kevin, since there are another two. There is Hashem Gezelos, vi Hashem Elohim, the Lechapor Arusu, which is kosher, which need is kosher. Therefore, the Tana did not want
make an
absolute statement about the Karbanosh, because since among the Karbanosh there's two and two. Therefore, we did not want to get into the category. Therefore, that's why. But in a chanam, if you know the secret is that when it says in the first mishnah of zvachim that kol hazvachim shnizku shloy l'shmonis kasherim chutz michatas upesach, there are another two. What are the other two? Hashem.
You could continue, but the balabos has to bring another.
No, you can't even continue. You can't even continue. It's possible. Just like a mechatas is possible legamrei. Kol hazvachim shnizku shlonis kasher v'lel chutz. Except for Chatos and Pesach, guess what? There are another two. What are the other two? The other two is Hashem Nizirois.
Amazing, because Chatos is for
Kaporos.
Why is it
Chutzbek? Chatos is in the category by itself.
It's
from
Menachos.
Yeah. Bring them. They're interchangeable. We had in Mizrach a lot of Menachos figures.
So there are besides for
Chatos and Pesach.
There's also
there's two more Chatos and Pesach.
Why doesn't the Mishnah list out also these two also?
Because
there's other two Hashamas, right. Which is kosher. It's kosher, but the Bala Bus still has to bring it.
So since in the category of Hashem there are two more. So my Savar now Gemara goes back and gives Mishnah Hashem Nozir the Hashem Mitzvah the Bala Hachshiv Lo Hachshiroi. Hanai Bala Chapav Lo Lachibin. The Gemara is now coming to discuss this fundamentally. So why should indeed there be the difference between a carb that's a prerequisite? Allows you to go to the next state and the Kara Kabara. Because we find Torah does indeed make a difference between Kapara and Heksha. Where we find a precedent for a distinction between these two.
Something
concepts.
That's Mechaper, it's kosher.
Mechaper is kosher. I said that as a Machshir is possible legamri.
It
allows you to go to the next step.
Yeah, okay.
It's not the end game. Why should there be a difference? So the Gemara says because we find a precedent in the Torah where there's a difference between the two. Mechaber, where we find the difference, mechaber is behudu asu liachar nisa, because the mechaber can be brought after death, whereas a machshirin, if a person dies, if a person sits at a carbon oil, he sets aside a carbon oil,
and he dies.
Do you bring the carbon oil? Absolutely. Absolutely. A person that started carbon ashram, he's a nazir. And then in the middle, he sets aside his ashram for his nazirus. And then he dies. Do you bring the ashram? No. Why not? Because he doesn't need it anymore. Because the only reason why he needed to bring the carbon ashram was only to allow him to go to the next step. That kapara. The ashram is not the kapara. The ashram.
So, but they're also. What? Mises machaper, so why does he need
no, it's not a kapara. It's not kapara.
No,
was,
the other one. The other one
doesn't matter. Even the taka mises kapara. You're right. Even the taka mises machaper. And then carbon oil to a degree is also machaper. Even though it's not the oil is a gift. Chazal said it's machaper on mitzvah asay. There are many dimensions to the carbon oil. But the point is, when it comes to carbon oil, all other carbon, if the person dies, the Torah says you bring the carbon achar misa. But if the nazir dies, do you bring his carbon asham? No, there's no purpose, because he doesn't need to go to the next step. He's not going to drink one anyway. He's no longer alive.
But asham mitzvah and asham nazir is a machshir.
It's a machshir. It allows him to
process.
Go to
it's
the
part
next
of the,
step.
Yeah.
It's part of the process. It itself part is the, not the end. Yeah. It's only something that is necessary to go to the next step. And since he's no longer alive, he does not need to go to the next step. So since we have a precedent where we find that when it comes to regular carbon, we bring a carbon liachamisa, but we do not bring these carbonized liachamisa.
Yep.
So therefore, it's logical to suggest that when it comes to shaloi lishma, there will also be a difference. When you say bring a carbon shaloi lishma, it is kosher.
Yeah.
Shaloi olibalim. But when you bring an asham, these two ashamas, the asham nozir and the asham mitzor, which is only a machshir, it's possible.
Right.
So the word says mechaprin isbuhu. It does exist to asul liachamisa. Machshirin, less buhu the osul yachamisa.
Of course not, he's dead.
Well, you can say the same when it comes to carbon oil. He's also dead. A person designates a carbon oil.
Oh, I see. What
so he died. Who's getting credit?
Oh, because this is not the final. This is part of the.
This Mitzvah, he cannot even bring the carbon to be mechaper in because he's not, he never got to that stage.
It's not even right. It's not even right. It's just that kapar, we're not up to the kapar yet. The asham of the Mitzvah and the asham of the Nazir is not a kapar. Even though you'll see asham is a guilt offering, it's that's not what it's used for. It's the Gemara says it's a machshir. It is a.
But I think there's a, but there's a separate karmen which is
chatas. At the end, he brings a chatas. Yeah. Anyway, a chatas you don't bring la chatas. Anyway, it's halacha that's already you don't bring la chamis. Yeah. That's exeris hakaz. That's halacha moshe Sinai. Yeah. And where do we find this concept? It's not says the Mishnah ha'isha she'evia chatosa u'meisa. A woman gave birth. A woman gives birth. What does she bring? She brings two karbanas. She brings two birds.
Yeah,
she brings a chatas and an oila. If she brought the carbon chatas and then she died and the oil was not offered, what is the halacha? Yaviu yarshin oila. So you see before you bring an oil liachamisa.
Which comes first, by the way, in general.
I think a chatas always comes first. What does it say? It's Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says that all the time, I think the chatas comes first. And Rashi's the kasha. Why then in the past does it say the oil first before the chatas? It's a Rashi and Chumash. I don't remember.
Because of what she brought one before the other.
It's not ma'ake. It's not ma'ake with Seder. The Seder is not ma'ake.
But if it's the other way around, if you brought an oil and then she dies, then you're going to bring chatas. Why?
Let's say you the mace of the yarshin alas chalas the mace of the mace.
Then you don't bring chatas. Why?
Chatas halachah mishnah says chatas lachame. You don't bring chatas a mace. It's called chatas hamaces. It's from the five chatos that are put to death. Chatas hamaces. The chatas hamaces. If the ba'olim die, halachah l'moshe misinai a chatas is not brought after death. The person dies, but all other korbanos are brought. And over here, you see over here, it's brought. And over here, even though the tackle is all normal, the seder is not ma'akev. The way to remember the seder is not ma'akev was the meister of Hutner, Rav Yitzchak Hutner. He went to a banquet and he told a bacher, "Give me some food." The bacher goes and he tells him, "You know, there's a lot of food here. There's fish and there's steak and there's this." And he gave him a long list. So Rav Hutner, what would you like? So Rav Hutner said, "The seder is not ma'akev."
Nah. I thought it was the waiter came to
us. What?
I thought the waiter came to us.
What would you like? The seder.
Fish or chicken.
If a woman, after she gives birth, it's a simcha, why does she need atonement? Why does she need kapara to bring lachavas?
Rashi says because she swears when she's on the birth stool, when she's on the birth stool and she's in labor,
she swears she'll never get birth again?
She'll never have anything to do with her husband. Who caused all this tsar? Her husband.
Her husband.
Shvua. This is not.
Because she makes a shvua. But that's with Hashem's name.
She's making a shvua. She's not going to be with her husband. So can the husband be made? Can maybe this is a neder? And it's a shvua. You're right. Why can't the husband be made for it? You're right.
Yeah.
I hear you saying.
By the way, a shvua is only chal if you
know.
What?
By the way, shvua is only chal if you say Hashem's name or one of the knoyim. Okay, just so thomas, just swear.
Medrash, you're right. It's not like, I don't know.
What did you say, medrash?
It's a medrash. It's a why she brings this card. I don't know. Mask is what
I'm So what do you see from this Mishnah?
You see that there's something called an oila achli achamisa. When it comes to kapara, when all korbanos are together kapara.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're the end game. It's the last thing in the process. And we see such a concept that there's l'achar misa, you bring a carbon like this. A woman who dies, you still bring the carbon oila.
But not a chatas.
Chatas is a separate
halakha. But we just said the chapram comes out.
Why? Because an oila is in the category of a mechaper. An oila is a mechaper.
Why do you have to bring a chatas?
Why? Two different types of chatas. You bring a chatas.
So oila is sufficient.
Oila is in the category of a mechaper.
Okay.
And this, a mechaper, is offered afilu li'achar misa.
Okay.
But a machshir is not offered li'achar misa. So we have discovered that in the Torah there is a fundamental difference between a mechaper and a machshir. Therefore, the Gemara suggests it is within our rights to say that if the Kohen has a machshava ra'ah, a shaloi lishma by a machshir, it does not follow the rules right. Of a mechaper. A mechaper, the first mission Tzvachim says, it's kosher. But by a machshir, it's not kosher.
Yeah.
Because since we find a precedent in the Torah where there's a difference between a mechaper and a machshir, we have a right to extend this difference when it comes to a kavana shaloi lishma. Weiter. Mask if I be good to Don't we find that it comes to Achamisa? I will show you when it comes to a machshir. a machshir is also liachar misa.
And therefore, we could.
So therefore, we should follow the same rule as a mechaper that it's kosher. That we know shloim l'shmo. The other time, what's the makom?
So therefore,
the mar, the first one started the gemara with Amar Mar. That when this statement, that when it comes to an asham nazir and asham mitzayra, sheshachta and shloim l'shmo psulin, it should not be possible. I can prove to you that there's no difference between a machsher and a mechaper. Then even when it comes to these two ashamais, if the koyin has a kavana shloim l'shmo, it should still be kosher. What did Mar say? Mar said it's possible. Why did Mar say it's possible? It does not follow the template of all other korbanos. All korbanos that we learned in Masechta Zvachim are in the category of mechaperin. And this is in a new category called the machshirin. And there's a difference between a machshir and a mechaper. What's the difference? A machshir is not offered liachamisa. A mechaper is offered liachamisa. If I can show you that svara is wrong, that a machshir is
except
also...
Except for a chab is an exception. Even if it's kapara, it doesn't
exception. But if I can show you that a machshir is offered liachar misa, then it goes to show that your whole svara is not correct. And then we should fall back to square one, which should mean there's no difference between every carbon. Every carbon that is brought shaloi lishma should be kosher. So what's the kosher? Most of the nizirus. A person's mafresh money for his nizirus. So the money that's been set aside, you're not allowed to derive benefit. And you're not allowed, but if let us say, for example, a person derives benefit from the money that has been designated for the Zeus, he's not chayiv mi'ila. Why?
So again, he's not loyal, you're not allowed
to have pleasure from the money. You're not allowed to take the money and go to the candy store and buy some candy. But let's say after the fact you take the money and you derive benefit. You take the money and you buy your toy with it.
So then
v'loy mayal, there's no chiyuv mi'ila. We learn the halacha is, as we learned a few days not long ago, is that when it comes to mi'ila, means by kodshei kodashim. There's no mi'ila by kodshei kalim. What does a nazir bring when he finishes his term of nazirus? He brings a chatas, a shlamim, and an oila. When the nazir finishes the nazirus, a chatas, oila, and a shlamim, he brings an osha when he becomes tame. So that was why it was a machsha. We learned before that nasham nazirus, it means that nazir became tame by accident, or even by purpose. So he has to shave off his hair, bring a carbon osham, and then resume the nazirus all over again. So the osham was a machshir. It was a necessary step to get back where he was before. But what? Let's look at a regular nazir. If a nazir makes it to the finish line, what does he bring? He brings three korbanos.
Oil
chatas and shalom. Which of those korbanos is the kodesh kodashim? Two. An oila and the chatas.
Yeah.
Which one is kodesh kalim? Shlamim. Is there a din meal on shlamim on kodesh kalim?
No.
Until you do the shechita. After you do the shechita, then when they move, then we learn, then it turns into kodesh for a few moments. But in the meantime, there's no meal. That's a difference again. So therefore, kodesh kalim in its raw state, there's no din mila. So therefore, if I set aside money, now really theoretically speaking, this money, there's enough money here to buy all three korbanos, to buy chatos and oil and shalom. So theoretically, and that's what my plan was. But since theoretically, potentially, if I would take all of this money and I would use all of this money to buy a korban shalonim, so that's valid. I would just be required now to set aside more money to purchase the carbon oil and the carbon chatos.
Yeah.
So since, even though you can use the money for all three carbonos, but if after the fact you would take the money and only use the money for carbon shlamim, you have done no harm, you have done nothing wrong, and on a carbon shlamim there is no din mi'ila. So therefore, if a person takes the money and has hana, he's not chayiv mi'ila, because
Since there's potential for all that money, here's the part that we need to make.
Let's say he dies. Let us say the Nazir dies. He dies, and the money was not being specified for what it should go for. Should it go for the Shlom, the Ulbachatas? Yiblu Linadava. So the halach is all the money goes to purchase oilis for the Mizbeach. The Kate's Mizbeach for the summertime. Yiblu Linadava. The money goes to go in the summertime when they don't want the mizbeach to be idle in the long summer days, so the money is going to be used in the Beis Hamikdash to purchase carbon oil, so it's going to be oil on the mizbeach.
In the summer, the long days, it's not a cover for the mizbeach, it's going to be empty.
Let's say mifud asher. Let's say the money has been specified. Before the person died, he said, these coins are for the oil. This is for the chatas, for the shlamim. So the dmei chatas, the money of the chatas, this is a general halacha, non unique to Nazir, Yoylich, Liyam HaMelech. The chatas money goes into the Yam HaMelech. destroyed.
Because
that's halach lebashu sinai. Then when it comes to money, it's not kapara. Mechatos, it goes amech. V'loy menin, v'loy mayalin. Now here it says also right into the money that's going to be, since the money is not going to be, it's also part of the law, since the money is not going to be used to purchase a carbon chatos, this is not going to actually be offered, it's in Goldiyam HaMelach, and the person by mistake does derive pleasure, even though it's Kodesh Kodosh money, there is no Din Mila. Din Mila only applies to Kodesh Kodosh money that's meant to go on the Mizbeach. If the person has done and now it's going to Goldiyam HaMelach, then it's part of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai that there's no din of mi'ila. It's a very big chiddush.
But mi'ila was an end, the chadas itself also, you know, mi'ila.
On the animal itself, yeah, l'chor the same thing, right? The animal has to be put to death. Lo yinu v'lei ma'ala. Dimei oila, oila, yavi behen oila. So you bring a carbon oila, so here, oh, see here, so the money goes on the mizbeach.
Even if he dies,
because the money in oil can go to the case of Mizbech. It goes, if the money has been specified for a carbon oil, even though the oil was for the Nazir, the halacha is that you're allowed to transfer from one oil to another oil. So we'll go for the oil as an adava to Hashem, and we'll go on the Mizbech as an oil, and Mimela, since it's Kosha Kadosh, when it's an oil, it's going to end up on Mizbech, it's going to become Mila. Now, Dnei Shlamim, Yavi Bohen Shlamim. So this, it's a regular, so it goes, Shlam is an adava. And whoever wants to eat, whoever wants to leave, the Kohanim will eat it. So that's why only normally it's one day.
I thought Kachem Kalam is 2 days a night.
Right, it's Kachem Kalam. So it's why the aim to Unim Lechem is normally, does not, now in a Nazir's Shlamim is really a carbon toida because he brings 20 breads. With this carbon shaman, an oil, a regular toida. How many breads do you bring? 40 breads, 30 matzos, and 10 chametz. A carbon toida. A nazir is a shtickle. He's a shtickle toida. He brings 20 breads, 10 chametz, and ten matzah. And these 20 breads are brought together with the carbon shalamin. And now here's the point. The point is how much time do you eat a carbon shalamin? 1 day and one night. How much time does the nazir have to eat his carbon shlamim? Also, 1 day and one night. It's a different type of shlamim. It's like a carbon toida. The carbon shlamim of a nazir is like a carbon toida. A toida you only eat for 1 day and one night, even though it's kosher kalim.
What's the chiddush? Every kachem kalam eat 1 day, one night.
No, kachem kalam is 2 days and one night. A regular carbon shlamim is regular carbon shlamim.
Only 1 day and night.
Kachem kodashim. Kachem kalam.
You have a shorter time limit.
Kachem kodashim you have only 1 day. A kachem kalam it's always 2 days and one night. Why with the exception? There are two exceptions. What are the two exceptions? A toida. A toida is 1 day, one night, and the shalmei nazir. The Shalmei Nazir is also 1 day and one night. So you would think that since he died, since this Nazir died, and it now is being offered as a regular carbon shlamim, and it's not going to have the breads that is coming, so maybe it turns into a regular shlamim where it gets 2 days and one night, kamash malon, it's 1 day and one night. Okay, 1 day and one night. The ain to unim lachnif and echem demechel, the ain to unim lachnif bread. I saw yesterday, Merzi Gevart, why is there simple shebrachas? Why there's seven is a shebrachas? Because when it's a ferish apostle, when a person gets time based on his, when a person got married, he had to bring carbon toida. It's a ferish apostle.
Yeah.
When a person gets married, he has to bring a carbon toida. And the Jewish is like Kriyas Yamsa. From Kriyas Yamsa, you go through the Yam, you have to bring carbon. So there's really, it's a pasuk. So he has to bring carbon toida. Who has to bring a toida? How much time you have to bring carbon toida? 1 day and one night. When a person gets married, how many toidas do you have to bring? There are seven families that have to bring a carbon toida. The Chasam Kala. The parents of the chassan, parents of the kala, and the four sets of grandparents. So seven parties have to bring their own carbon toid to thank
Why
Hashem.
The grandparents?
Because it's a big simcha that their grandchild got married.
Okay.
So there are seven families that have to bring a carbon toid, and they eat a toid for 1 day, one night. So there are seven toidas that are offered. I saw this in Ranu Liyakas. Ranu Liyakas.
So therefore you need Sheva Brachas.
Seven days in order for the seven toidas. And the sefer called Ranu Liyakas. Seven days.
But where's the makar that grandparents also have to bring a toida?
That's the chiddush. That's exactly the chiddush. When you'll be a grandparent Mirz Hashem, you can understand.
If this is true, it's a nice word.
Vaita.
Only if it's true.
No, I mean the grandparents.
Even
I don't
it's not true. Even
parents,
it's not
I understand.
Like Rabbi Weinstein, all the stories he tells are true. Something that happened.
We live in Olam the Shukra. Even if
so
it's
if you could
true.
Show me later where the Makar is, even grandpa have to bring up to you.
That's exactly the point. The aim to the lech is every call lech. V'chod nefer the morgas. V'olav shom the nazi the morgas kash. V'olav shom the nazi the malshim the new. Frek the gemara. The oila you tell me the person died. This fellow, he died and was still being lachamisa. The oila shom now. This is the machshirin. The oila and the shlamim the nazi the machshirim the new the machshirin. Why they machshirin? So I guess the gemara holds that the purpose of the nazir. Bringing the oila and the shlam is just the net is one a preliminary step to relieve him from the prohibitions. He right now has restrictions. He cannot drink from one. He cannot connect to the dead. So he has restrictions, and he needs to bring the shlamim and the oila in order to release him from his restrictions. The kapara is the chatos. So these two korbanos are nothing more than machshirin, and he has died,
and
yet we're bringing it. So you see over here clear that a machshir can be offered afilu
li'achamisa.
So the entire
svara,
so we have no precedent any longer to show a difference between a mechaper and a machshir. Mm-hmm. So therefore, just like a mechaper shloy lishmos kosher. Just like a mechaper shloy lishmos kasher, so we should say that a machshir shloy lishmos should be kasher. A kasher on the Gemara above that says that when it comes to a machshir shloy lishmos pasul, the Gemara v'kos lachamisa. Amar Papa hachi hachi ka amar Rabbi Yirmiyah loy motzinu hechsher kavua de bal yachamisa. We have to revise the statement. There's different types of machshirin. This we don't find the hechsher kavu. Now, the Gemara explains this. The Balachamisa, the Udnazir hechsher she'ena kavuhu. Why is the oilor and the shlamim called ena kavua? Diyamamar gilach al achas mishloshim yotza. Because Yotaki don't need it. Even though you are supposed to bring first the oilor and the shlamim before you shave off your hair and you drink wine, what happens if you don't follow rules and you shave off your hair all before
it's
you only
makif.
Bring one? It's not makif.
So we have this.
So what is it, when you finally do bring it, what is
it makshe
for?
It's not in Echnami, so it's not.
It's not a makshe period.
It is a makshe, I guess, retroactively. I hear what you're saying. I don't know, but it's not, whatever it is, even though this is the requirement. But being that it's not na'akev, if you don't follow the rules and you only bring
what's
one.
What's preferred, you have to bring the carbon, then shave off?
Yes, you're supposed to bring both of them. The rules are you have to bring both the oila and the shlam, and then you can shave off your hair. But let's say you only bring one and not the other. So then it's also good. But yeah, you don't have to bring the carbonus again. Even though you did not, if you shaved off your hair, if you shave off your hair before you bring the carbonus, you would have to bring the carbonus again. The carbonus are no good. If you were to shave off your hair before. If you would shave off your hair before you bring the oila and the shlam, you'd have to observe another 30 days of Naziris. Because you brought the korbanos before, you did the ma'isa before you brought both korbanos. But if you brought only one of the korbanos, it's good enough, and now you shave off your hair, and you could bring the other korban as well. So you see that then both of them together, each one, both of them together is not essential. That goes to show that they're not a pure makshir. When it comes to the Asham Nazir and the Asham Mitzayra, if you don't bring those the Asham and you do the next step in their process, the next step is Lagamri no good. It's no good. The bringing of the Asham is Ma'akev going into the next step. A Nazir and a Mitzayra have to, a Nazir Tomei who becomes Tomei, he brings a carbon Asham. Whatever the situation is, but there in those cases, it's called a kavua. It's a machshir kavua. If you don't bring those korbanos, you cannot go to the next step. If you go to the next step, it's no good. You have to start all over again. Whereas,
if you shave and you haven't brought those.
Whatever those cases are, we don't have to go to either. Whatever those cases are, when it comes to those other korbanos, we're revising the statement. There's different types of machshirin. There's a machshir kavua and a machshir she'enai kavua. So when we started the Gemara in the beginning, we said that when it comes to a machshir, if you have a kavana shaloi lishma, it's possible and it's not comparable to all the other korbanos. That's only in regard to what's called a machshir kavua, an asham nazir and asham mitzora, ashamas. Because there, the mitzora, before you bring the oil, before you put the oil on his body, and before you bring the birds, he first must bring his korban asham. If he doesn't bring the carbon ashan, then you cannot go to the next step of the process and take the oil and put the oil in the boin yad yimonis, boin yad yiminis, whatever the seder is. Nazir also, Nazir is tame. He became tame. So he has to count the nazirus all over again. So if he begins to count the nazirus all over again without bringing his carbon asham, he's tame. Okay, I'm going to start counting all over again. I go to mikvah, I have paraduma water upon me, day 3, day 7, I'm now Torah Legamri, and I start the count of 30 days all over again. One problem, I forgot to bring the carbon asham. If a nazir becomes tame, so there's a what's the process? He has to shave off all of his hair.
No, first bring Asham, then shave.
Fine, whatever you, I don't know the exact order, but he has to shave all of his hair, he has to become carbon Asham, and he has to become tar. He has to become something, he has to go out paraduma water, day 3, day 7, become tar, bring a carbon Asham, and shave off all of his hair, and start all over again. Let's say he's Metaher himself, and he brings, and he shaves off all of his hair, and he begins to count the 30 days, and he gets the count. And then they remind him, you know, sir, you never brought the carbon ashram. When you became Tommy, before you can resume counting 30 days, you have to bring the carbon ashram. So it's too bad for you. You have to start counting, you have to bring the carbon ashram, and now start counting 30 days. That is ma'akev. If you don't bring the carbon ashram, no good, you got to start all over again. That's called the machshir kavua. There, if you have a kavanah shloi l'shma,
what's not
makhav?
What
comes on this ashram? The what's not that's not makhav is the oila and the shlamim of the nazir after he finishes a term of nazirah successfully. When a nazir finishes the nazirah, he brings three karbanos in order to shave off his hair to go back to a regular life of drinking wine and contaminating to the dead. He has to bring three karbanos. So let's say he then two of the karbanos are machshirim. Two korbanos, the oila and the shlamim, allow him to drink wine and to contaminate to the dead. If he does not bring one of those two korbanos, he only brings one of the two korbanos, mm-hmm. and resumes going back to a regular lifestyle, yeah. It's good. It's good. He was yoytze. Why? Oh, but you have a machshir. It's not ma'akev. Only one is ma'akev, not the second one is not ma'akev. So it's a weaker type of
machshir. So you don't bring both. If you bring one of them.
It's good enough. So that shows that it's not as tough. It's not as essential as the Asham Nozir and the Asham Mizora. Two different types of machshirin. There's a machshir kavua and a machshir she'enoi kavua. And now, since we know the Torah have a precedent in the Torah, and a machshir kavua is never brought liachamisa. It's never brought liachamisa. But a mechaper is brought liachamisa. So the Torah has set a precedent to show a difference between a machshir kavua, a machshir, and a kapara. So when it comes to kavana shaloi l'shma, there will also be a difference. When it comes to mechaper shaloi l'shma is kosher, a machshir kavua is possible. But ein achinami, a machshir she'ein kavua, which is not so shak, which can be brought back.
Shaloi l'shma, it will be kosher.
That's the Mor's maskana. That is the kavua. So the blood was not put on the thongs. What do you do with the blood of the Asham Mitzayra? You put the blood on the big toe, the big thumb, and the earlobe of the Nazir. It's kosher. Look, it's explicit in this Braisa, not like Mar, not like when we started today. Explicit. So therefore it's kosher. The carbon is kosher. You're allowed to continue and put the carbon on the Mizbeach. So I raise the oil al gaz mizbeach b'tor nisachim. Not only that, this carbon asham requires the nisachim, the wine that accompanies with tzorich asham acher lachshiroi. So it says b'feirush that an asham mitzora shenizbuchu sheloy lishman a machsher kavua is kosher. This is a direct contradiction to what Rav says. The Gemara says, you're right, we just spent a whole 45 minutes.
Oh, because before you said that, Asham Kavua is this possible.
It is possible. To Yof to the Rav, the Gemara
says. Same like Pesach.
Rav Tanopol, you just take it. Okay, very good. Okay, good. Right. Shem Lokesh, Amar. I saw yesterday that Reish Lakish is called Reish Lakish. I saw yesterday in the Sefer. And every time it says Reish Lakish, Tosat Fus. It's Reish Lakish doesn't make any sense. His name is Rabban Shimon ben Lakish. To call him Reish Lakish, it's not, there's no such thing called Reish. The Reish, the head of Lakish? What is Reish Lakish?
Yeah, I was wondering about
Tosat Fus. It's always Rabban Shimon ben Lakish.
You find it throughout Shas.
So they say that the matfisim, they made a mistake. Reish is not necessarily a complimentary term. Vershimin lokesh amar, Vershimin lokesh as minchas nihalacha, minchas soimer. Now this is Pesach. On Pesach we bring a mincha on the second day of Pesach. We bring a carbon, bring the oimer, and the oimer is matir chodosh b'medina. Shekam so shelo'y l'shma.
It's oimer, yeah.
Barley, kashera. So it says that the ferish kashera v'shirecha ei nechalin ashatavi min.
Again, v'shireh and the what?
The leftovers. Yeah. The leftovers of the barley ei nechal cannot be eaten. Ashatavi mincha so oimer acheres v'tatir because it's chodosh. The oimer is matir chodosh. It's matir chodosh. What is the matir? Charity starts at home. It's matir the shirayim. You have over here the minchas oimer. The minchas oimer is new grain. It's chodosh. It's from the new crop. What happens when you do a kmitza? What happens to the leftovers? Who gets to eat the leftovers of the mincha? The kohanim.
Yeah.
You take a kmitza. You burn the kmitza on the mizbeach. You have leftovers. Who eats the leftovers? The kohanim.
Yeah.
The kohanim. How are they allowed to eat the leftovers? It's chodosh. It's from the new crop.
No, the mincha is
the teretz is the kemitza of the mincha itself. Just like when you put the kemitza on the mizbech, it's matir chodosh in all the pizza stores.
Same thing.
So it's charity starts at home. It's matir the oimer itself, right? But what happens if the kemitza was done shalom l'shma? I did the kemitza with the kavanah shalom l'shma. I can still proceed and put the kemitza on the mizbech, but it's not machshir.
Right.
The flour in the source. Oh, yeah. And not only that, it's not even makshir its own shirayim.
So you have to bring another milk.
Maybe you'll argue, look, it's shloi l'shma, but at least the carbon itself, it's kosher. The fact that Torah allows me to put the kemitza on the mizbeach, so at least the shirayim of the carbon itself should be mutter. Kamashim, even the shirayim itself of this carbon that is shloi l'shma, and you're still allowed to put the kemitza on the mizbeach, even these shirayim is osur until you bring another mincha soimer and you bring it lishma and it's matir the shirayim of the first.
I'm wondering,
first
could it be from that same shirayim? Could he do
L'chari not. It's not. That's not like a truma. It's already too late. So mincha soimer shnigashim v'tati rena. Why?
Once you bring it second oimer, then you can eat the shirayim as well.
Yes. Shirayim in the chol machatov mincha soimer acheres. Now the verse of kasha mikrav hechi kara and the verse of kasha b'udal lonesh kasha. How could you bring it? It's osur, it's treif. And it says in the Torah, Mimashke Yisrael, the famous pasuk, which means that every time you do something like Kodesh Baruch, it has to be kosher. Mimashke Yisrael, from the Mashke.
Where is that pasuk?
Mimashke, it's Mishke, Mimashke Yisrael, which we learn, Min Hamutr Li Yisrael. Mashke means the liquid, and here we dash that it has to be Yisrael, means it's permissible. It's permissible when you bring an offering to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it must be kosher. Exactly. If it's not kosher. So therefore, since the shirayim is forbidden because it's chodosh,
right.
So how are you allowed to put the kemitza on the mizbeach? This is a violation of the principle of Mimashke Yisrael. Beishleim, you'll tell me that if this is l'shma, it was done halacha, then it's bevasachas. It's bevasachas. When you put the kemitza on the mizbeach, Mimela, the shrine, you come water. So it's the Mashke Yisrael. You start off with flour that's also to eat, and you take the kemitza, and you put the kemitza on the mizbeach. The moment you put the kemitza on the mizbeach, Mimela, the shrine, you come water. So it happens with Asachas. But since, in this case, you're going to tell me, since the kemitza was done shaloi l'shma, even when I put it on the mizbeach, it's not going to be matter the shirayim. When I put the kemitza on the mizbeach, because the kemitza was done shaloi l'shma, the shirayim is not going to be mutter. So the result is, this is a kemitza, this is food, which is forbidden for consumption. It's forbidden for consumption, that's a violation of the principle that when you bring an offering to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to give kosher.
You think you can ask the kashas about the kabbana? Yeah,
what kabbana? What?
The kabbana is that it's not oil in the balam. You can continue to do the entire void and to burn it.
Yes, what's the problem? Why not?
Because
you can't eat it. Why? Of course they eat it. When a kohen brings a carbon shlom shloi l'shma, and you put on the mizbeach shloi l'shma, so loy olu l'bam l'shem chayva. Can the balam eat it? Of course they can eat it. He did a kosher shchita. If a kohen takes a carbon shlom, why not? It's kosher. Why? It's a kosher shchita. If a kohen takes a carbon shlom and he shechs it shloi l'shma, I'm shechting this not for Reuven, for someone else.
I'm different carbon, which is not going on the bottom. You have to bring it down the one.
Yeah.
But you could still continue the avoiding.
Of the first one.
What?
The first one, yes. If you bring a carbon, every carbon, kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shloy lishman kisherin.
Yeah.
What does it mean kisherin? You continue. You continue to put the blood on the mizbeach, and you continue to do everything.
But the Baal still
has an obligation to bring another carbon. But it does not take away from the fact that the first carbon is kosher, and you can eat it. But over here, you can't eat it. Because since the purpose of this mincha is to be matter chodosh, and it's not going to succeed because it was shloi lishma, so the whole carbon is not mimashke
Yisrael. What does it have to do with kabbana?
It's a drasha. This is a drasha. This is a drasha.
Maybe to do with the mitzvah from something which is not chodosh.
That's possibly the chulin bazara. Chulin bazara. Chodosh has to be chodosh. Mimashke Yisrael is a drasha. It's a general drasha. The Gemara learns from this pasuk that when you bring an offering to Hashem, it has to be kosher. From kosher food.
It's interesting that you don't learn from Chumash Chumshatai, only from Seif
Navi. It's true. When it comes to Nesachim, if you bring Yayin Nesach from Nesachim, is it kosher? Yayin Nesach. No, Mimashke Yisrael, it has to be bring for consumption. In the Middle Yisrael, Amrav Adabar, Hava Kosar Reshlokish, see this is Reshlokish, Reshlokish, Ein Mechusas Man Lubobayim. So he holds no, it is kosher, because since today, later in the day, Since Enochanami, right now it's not kosher. Right now it's treif. But it's Dove Shishle Matidin. It will become mutter. When I bring the next carbon, when I bring its replacement later on, a few minutes later on, then it'll become mutter. So a delay, even though at this moment it's Taka Nami Mashke Yisrael, but since it's just a matter of a small delay, it's gone fine. Ein Mechusa Zman Leboi Bayoim. That since later in the day will become mutter, when I bring the replacement, then it's, that you bring the very last moment, then it's never going to be right. Then you can't bring it up until tomorrow morning.
So how do you tie just any mechusel
zman? There's no delay of time. Time does not count. It's not considered to be a delay when it will be rectified on that very day itself.
You mean it could be an hour later, 2 hours later?
No, that's a term in your day. A different term. A different term. I don't know. But basically, here it's going to be moot later on. Now here's a kasha. He says over here we have a statement. Yesh ba'oifar shein b'menachas. There are things that exist by birds that do not exist by menachas. Yesh b'menachas shein b'oifas. Now here we give you yesh b'oifas shein b'oifas boy b'nidvash shnayim. Two people together can bring a bird. Partners. Ruvain and Shimon together are permitted to be Minadev, a bird, as an oil to Hashem. But, I will read the parentheses, I will Menachas, Nefesh, it says Nefesh Kisikra Yaakov Mincha. It says the famous halacha when it comes to a Mincha, it says the word Nefesh, from which we learn there's no such thing as Shutzis when you bring a Mincha offering. When you bring a Mincha offering as a Nedava, only an individual. Next.
Where do you see that from? Which
the word Nefesh. Nefesh Loshen Yochid. Nefesh. It says the word Nefesh by a Mincha.
Okay.
Umechushre Kapara. What else? By a bird. Umechushre Kapara. That there's something called Mechushre Kapara with regard to birds. And what does that mean? Kula Meivin Oifais Lachshiron Bekodoshim Vizav 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 Mitzayra. A person who is Mechushre Kapara, meaning he did not yet get Kapara. Let's say the easiest example is a Yoledes, a woman who gave birth. A woman who gave birth is not allowed to eat kachin. If she is it's Pesach. Let's say a woman gave birth, a Yoledes, a woman gave birth and now it's Erev Pesach. She is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach until she brings the two birds in honor of her birth. If she fails, it's called mechusar kippurim. Anyone that has upon them an obligation to bring a set of korbanos and fails to bring those korbanos is not allowed to accept. He's not allowed to talk, but the truth is, he's not so, the Rabbani is ashamed, he can't go to the Mishiva. A mechusar, he already taught this to me in Shnai, he said, a mechusar kipurim has a din of a sheni. He's tomei, as a sheni midrabanan.
You mean, so the kohanim, he's saying in the mechusar kipurim,
how can they eat? You're right, and then maybe it's not true. Then I don't know the answer. I don't know what he was saying. I remember Vela and Chusa and the Kodesh. How then? So who says the halacha is correct? A koyin.
That's a kiddush of the Mishnah.
Who says that's
Kiddush?
Right. Yeah.
What's the
Mishnah? What's the Mishnah? What would say? And what's the Kiddush?
That the Mechusar is allowed to eat.
Truma. Balayla?
Yeah.
Okay, then I made a mistake then. I guess it's tar. Okay, fine. Let's not even relevant now, Sugya. We have over here a couple of Mechusar. Now Mechusar Kippurim, what does it bring? And this is just a technical fact. This is not really a halacha. It's a technical fact. Kula mivin oifois lach shiwa nikmikachim zava viola desimitsoira. These individuals, they're bringing birds. They're bringing korbanas. A person who's a Mechusar Kippurim, They have to bring korbanos. They have to bring korban chatos and oila, and they also have to bring part of the process of becoming 100% tor is to bring birds. In certain situations, if they're poor or if they're required to do so, like a yoledes, she brings two birds, an oila, a bird, and a chatos. However, a person who is in a state of being mechusar kippurim never ever brings a mincha. A Mechusar Kippurim can and is required to bring birds, part of their process of becoming Tahar, but they can never ever bring a Mincha. The person has not yet achieved the state of Tahara because he's lacking some Tahara because of Yoledes or Mitzvah Rezav, is not allowed to say, Hashem, I love you, I want to go bring you a Mincha. I want to send to the Beis HaMikdash.
That's not part of the karma.
Exactly, it's not part of their process. And therefore, they cannot do it. They can bring an animal because that's part of the process. Part of their requirements are to bring animals, depending upon who, if they're a Zav, a Mitzvah, whatever the Torah demands upon them. And also part of their process of Kapara is to bring birds sometimes. But you never have a Hechatimsa, just a matter of just an observation. You never have a Hechatimsa where a person is in a state of being a Mechusar Kippurim, he's a Zav, a Zava, a Yoledes, and wants a Mitzvah, and is permitted or is required, either permitted or required to bring a mincha.
By the way, Zav is a lot, the tumah is a lot greater than a carry. No?
But yeah. But he has to send his korbanos. So these individuals who are mechusar kippurim, they're sending to the Beis HaMikdash animals, and they're sending birds, but you never have a hechatimsa where a person who is a mechusar kippurim is sending to the Beis HaMikdash a mincha. That does not exist. So that's one. That's a second thing, an observation. We have a chumra. We have an example of you have a mechusar. You have something by a bird that you do not have by a mincha. So far, two things: birds can be offered b'shutzvis, whereas a mincha cannot. Number two, a mechusar kippurim offers birds, whereas they never offer never minachos. And next thing over here is v'chutu b'chlal isurin b'kodesh. What's the isur? The isur is you don't do shchita. You do malika. Malika is a nevela. If you do a malika on chulin, it's a nevela, and yet you're allowed to do malika on a bird. So you matir something that is otherwise osur. By, now here's the kasha, coming out to the case of the kasha. But by a mincha, you never have a hechatimsa by a mincha that you're permitted to do something that would otherwise be osur. You never, by bird, it's a nevela, according to the letter of the law. And yet the Torah says, you do malika, it's called, you can eat it. But when it comes to a mincha, you never have a hechatimsa, when the Torah is coming to be matir, something which otherwise would be asa. So, frankly, the Gemara, nothing works. So, frankly, the Gemara, you do malika, you do malika, you now, we have to go over the look of Yeshu Menachas, the first whole price, Yeshu Menachas, Menachas, Tuna, it's kli. A mincha requires a utensil. You must put the flour in a kli shares. You have to wave it. V'agosh, they have to touch the corner of the Mizbeach. V'yeshtan b'tzibur ki b'yochad. A mincha applies for the oimer and for the oimer and the shtei halechem, the lechem upon him. There are many minochas that are brought for the tzibur. Ki b'yochad. Ma'ashenken, you never ever have a hechatimsa of bringing a bird to the tzibur, and you do not require a kli for a bird. There's no utensils for a bird. You squirt the blood directly onto the Mizbeach. You don't do a tenufa. You don't do hagasha. You don't do all these things. Now that's the brisa. Now comes the Maris Kasha. V'yemisa b'menachos. One of the things we said was the machshir the iser. V'yemisa b'menachos nami machshkachas la dehutu mechlol isur mekodesh u'mayni u'minchas oimer because the minchas oimer was done shaloy l'shma. The same type of kasha. Minchas oimer, if you did it, if you offered it, shaloy l'shma. It's shaloy l'shma. So it's possible. Are you allowed to put this on the Mizbeach? Yes. But what are you putting on the Mizbeach? You're putting on the Mizbeach food that is forbidden for consumption. Why is it forbidden for consumption? You didn't bring the Oimer yet. The Oimer is Matir Chodosh. This Oimer is not a kosher Oimer. It was Shaloy L'shma. So you're putting on the Mizbeach is forbidden. There's no difference between the eating of the Mizbeach and the eating of man. Just like man is not allowed to eat this, Achilles is Bech is not allowed to eat it, and yet you're doing it. So what do you see over here? So remind you, Minchas Soimer, so the Gemara, same exact answer. Kaver. No difference. The Gemara is just the Derech of the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Gemara goes to Lundus, L'Hagdil Tal L'Hadira, to bring out the point. And for the Gemara, Kaver, the Mechuz Zman L'Bar, Bayoyim L'Av Yisrael, the same exact answer. That since over here, later in the day, it's going to become mutter. We bring the second man. Come and mail. We don't consider it to be a davar also. We don't say. Next kasha. Most of Rav Sheishi is sick in matan shem and matan dam. When it comes to the mussoya, you do not follow the order. You don't follow. You put on the blood before you put on the emet. You shake the matan shem and matan dam. You're supposed to put on the thumb, the ear, and the toe. You're supposed to put what? You're supposed to first put the blood, and then you put the oil. And you messed up. You first put the oil, then the blood. Hik the matan shem matan dam. So what do? So put another layer. After you put the blood, nochamal, put oil on top of the blood. Yimalenu shemen v'yachser v'yitain shemen acher. Fill up the utensil with more oil. Okay, the utensil must be filled with more oil. Yimalenu shemen v'yachzor v'yitain shemen acher. Put more oil. A'achar matan dam. Matan, next statement. Matan b'choynos l'matan shev. Let's say you do the b'choynos l'matan shev. You're supposed to sprinkle 7 times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're sitting in Shani Nikonar. You're first supposed to put on the thumb and the toe and the ear the matanos, and then you're supposed to sprinkle 7 times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's say the Kohen does the order the reverse. He first sprinkles 7 times the oil towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he puts the oil upon the thumb, the toe, and the ear of the Mitzayra. So what do? Do it again. Lachamal yimalenu shemen, fill up the utensil with oil, v'yachse v'yitein, matan b'choynes, achar matan zayin. Then, as the order is, first you do something, you first do 7 times, then you do the manu. You do the wrong order, so do it, noch, do it again. Fact, if you tell me it doesn't make a difference, what difference does it make? If you tell me if you can do it, what difference does it make? My David of it. No, you're right. Tak, normally the default is, it doesn't make a difference. There is a special gezeris akos of v'hoya. V'hoya means so it shall be in zman. The gezeris akos of all of the chalokim of the mitzvah has to be in order. You know, akos of mitzvah is tihi yet has to be in order. Tihi the havasa tihi.
You almost finished the block. No? She followed the prayer. She's supposed to be the rabbi.
She's supposed to be the rabbi. I'm going to go to the kitchen.